All right, we're moving ahead of schedule, and Catherine Bloom has graciously worked around so she could give her rulemaking update today and help us have maybe some more time tomorrow if needed, or just get out of it tomorrow. So, Catherine, thank you for working around and giving us that presentation today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For those in the room or listening online, I'll introduce myself. My name is Catherine Bloom. I'm the Division's Fishery Management Plan and Rulemaking Coordinator, and I'll guide you to the Rulemaking tab in your briefing books. You'll find a cover memo there that itemizes the documents in this part, and then today I'll just update you on the status of rulemaking in support of periodic review and expiration of existing rules per statutory requirements. This is something we've been doing routinely now for a couple of years. As far as rules, at this meeting, no action is needed at this time. Just a real quick reminder, very brief, on the Regulatory Reform Act of 2013. It implemented new requirements in the Administrative Procedure Act that requires each agency that has rules to conduct a review of its rules every 10 years in accordance with a prescribed process. And the review has two parts. This should be ringing a bell for some of you here. The first part is a report phase, and then it's followed by the readoption of rules. And so this commission, at the outset of this, had 375 rules in total, and 336 of those were determined to be necessary to readopt. And so we've got 172 of those in Chapter 3. Those are the traditional marine fisheries rules, and those must be completed as far as the readoptions by June 30th of 2022. That leaves 164 rules that are in Chapter 18 of Title 15A, and those are in the environmental health section, and it governs portions of subchapter 18A that are about shellfish, sanitation, and recreational water quality, and those are also subject to readoption. So that's just a recap of the big picture, and so very quickly, first, I'll just give you a brief update on the report for the 18A rules. We finished the report part for 03 long ago, and 18A was done second. And so over a year ago, February of 2018, this commission gave approval to begin the report process for those 164 rules. All of them were deemed necessary and with substantive public interest, so they are required to be readopted. The final report on those was approved by this commission last August, and then it went to the Rules Review Commission in Raleigh, and they approved the report this past January. And then it gets forwarded to the Legislative Committee, which is the Joint Legislative Administrative Procedure Oversight Committee. I had to read that one just to be sure. And that is where the final determination on all the reports is made. And that committee met March 24th of this year. And so the report process is now finally complete. We will be having a quarterly shellfish work group meeting within the division next month to talk about the readoption schedule that makes sense to get those 164 rules readopted. Those rules have been sitting more unchanged for a longer period of time than the traditional fisheries rules, so there may be some additional work, and we're just going to look at all of that and come back to you in August with a recommendation for the readoption schedule. So that'll be the next thing on the horizon for the 18A rules. So I'll switch now to a recap on the readoption of the 03 rules, and those again are in the Marine Fisheries chapter. So for the 2018-2019 annual rulemaking cycle, or as I referred to them over the last year as year one rules, those are complete. So you started last May with notice of text for rulemaking approval, and then we went through the usual steps of the rulemaking process and brought information back to you for final approval last November. And so once the rules were approved here, they went to the Rules Review Commission. Conveniently, that was also at the January meeting, so I just needed to go one time for both efforts, which was great. And so the Rules Review Commission did approve those rules, and they became effective April 1st of this year. So the process for those 41 rules is complete, and the rules are included in a supplement to the 2015 rulebook, and that was sent to you. It's also in your briefing materials. It's the very last item at the back of the book for you. And so a new rule book will be published next spring that will pull everything together, and we'll get back on the cycle of publication on those even years when the legislature's not in its long session. That way we have less likelihood of statutory changes. Many of the statutes are included in the rule book. So we'll dovetail those efforts next spring and clean things up and get you a new rule book for next spring. As far as this year's annual rulemaking cycle, so 2019-2020, that's year two, we'll be bringing a package of rules to you, however large that may end up being, but at your August meeting. We have had a delay in the rule package, and we've encountered this before, and we can make up some time on the back end. So if we bring that to you in August, we can make up a little time. If you flip to the table that's at the back of the memo, I'll just walk you through that quickly, how the timing will work. Right now we're working through the Office of State Budget and Management for approved fiscal analyses of proposed rule changes. As the director mentioned this morning in his report, we are currently without an economist, so that adds an extra challenge to the timing of everything right now. We're doing all we can to continue that effort and working with the Office of State Budget and Management to get as many things approved as we can. And so whatever we have ready for your August meeting, we will bring that to you for your consideration of approval of notice of text for rulemaking. Those rules would be published in the Register October 1st. We would have a 60-day public comment period within which we would hold a single public hearing. And right now I've got that tentatively scheduled for October 23rd, just to fall within the early part of that. If we had any reason to have to reschedule, that leaves some room. Then in your February 2020 meeting, we would bring back the results of any public comment that we received to inform your final decision on the permanent rule approval. And then we would already have been working towards incorporating those rules and everything else into the new rule book. We would need to wait for the final approval of the rules by the Rules Review Commission next April. And then we would have a May 1 effective date. So instead of April 1, it would be May 1. As I said, that's occurred before. We try to accommodate the beginning of license sales, which starts April 15th each year. So there'll just be 2 weeks lag that we may not have everything completely buttoned up before the license sales start. But that is a very slow start to the season usually. And anybody that did come in to renew their license, we'd certainly make up and make sure they get what information they need effective May 1. So I did want to walk you through the steps that are coming up. So one of the items that the commission requested, just as a refresher, was about the tarpon rule, and that's in the finfish subchapter, and that was an item on your agenda for the February commission meeting. And we had a final version of the rule just to make sure that you all had the opportunity to have incorporated the items you wanted in the rule. So after the February meeting, we took that final input and prepared the fiscal analysis. And before Adam Stemley left, that was the effort he was able to complete. And so we were able to get the Office of State Budget and Management approval on the fiscal analysis for that rule change. So that and any of the others we can complete will be ready for you for your August meeting to begin the rulemaking process. So I did want to update you on that. And again, all the rules for the upcoming year two package are intended to have a May 1st, 2020 effective date. And that concludes the rulemaking update for this meeting, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad to take any questions.
All right, questions, anybody?
I do have a couple of questions. Obviously, all the rules aren't going to, there's no need to readopt them all. What determines what rules need to be adopted and what criteria do they use?
So the opportunity for the commission to adjust the draft determinations that the division brought forward to the body here was through the report process. There were three categories that the rule was either necessary and with substantive public interest, mm-hmm. necessary and without substantive public interest, or unnecessary. And so whichever determination the rule received is what determines its outcome. So obviously if a rule is unnecessary, then it is expired. Is the terminology based on the law. And so the other two categories, if it's necessary and with substantive public interest, it must be readopted or it expires. And so any rules not readopted by June 30th of 2022 will be expired and removed from the North Carolina Administrative Code. Those in the middle category were already given a new effective date of 10 years from now, which is when the review process would start again under the current law.
Is it our staff who determines that, or is there an outside agency like State Budget Management, or who?
No, sir. So the division staff made our best effort at determining a draft classification, brought it to the commission for your approval. Once that was approved, then those reports went out for a minimum of 60-day public comment. And for the details in the past, we brought back to you any comment we received. I think in all of it, for all 375 rules, there was a single public comment. So very little feedback on the determination. So the public comment could be about the determination that was made or about the merit of the rule itself. And so, like I say, we had, if memory serves me, just one public comment on one rule. We get to the end of that process, and then we bring back what would be the final report to this commission to approve based on the determination. So that would be the last opportunity to change which determination it had received. Then after that, the Rules Review Commission also gave approval, and then the legislative body, that the committee that I had named. Okay. So we went through all of that for all 375 rules, and that's what gave us the tally. On the memo, there's a figure that helps keep all these numbers straight as far as how many rules are subject to readoption and how many are left. So for Chapter 3, we've got the 172 rules subject to readoption of the 211 that were given that determination. And so 41 are complete as of this past April, so we have 131 to go. Tarpon is one, so we have 130 to go. And that's what we need to do by June 30th of 2022. Right behind it, we'll be beginning the same process for the 164 rules in 18A, all of which are subject to readoption due to the length of time that since the last time they were amended. So we have a lot of work left in front of us, but the report process is now behind us.
Well, thank you for your hard work towards this.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, anybody? Catherine, thank you very much.